When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on, guys? Before we get started, everyone, all the ball ticklers, join the Patreon, patreon.com/mpga. If you're going to think about joining it, join it for November, December, at least. It's huge months coming up. We have, I'm going to announce it right now, the bonus episode, which will be live for the $5 and up, November 16th. That is Thursday, 8 p.m. will be the debate, the bonus episode, November 16th, 8 p.m. And then we'll have the Perfect 10 election on the 30th, November 30th at 8 p.m. Eastern. We also will be having the Eppies coming up in December. So if you're going to join the Patreon, join it now. Patreon.com/MPGA. Now to the show. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Making Podcasts Great Again. I am your tech stuff guy, Jay Nogg, and we are here, of course, with the President of the United States of Mar-a-Lago of America, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, how are you today?
I mean, we've seen some very strong polls, so I think we're finally, it's darkest right before the dawn.
Heard it, yes.
You know, because when it's, you know, you have the dirt stains in your dishes, you got to use the dawn soap, and that cleans them off, so the dawn cleans it. It's a very popular phrase, and it's, I think we're starting to see dawn. We're starting to see dawn because people have finally reached a low point with Sleepy Joe, who's very old, very nasty, and very pathetic. And America's had enough. America's had enough. And I think even though we're still going through tough times, I think as people turn to Trump, they're starting to realize, you know, maybe there's hope. Maybe there's hope that we're going to have a great president for a third term, by the way. How about that? A third win. And
that's right.
I think that's reason to be optimistic. It's very sad. Very sad what's going on right now with how poorly they're treating Russia, and how tough it's, you know, how tough it's been for Israel. And you know, Sleepy Joe, oh, yes, I'm going to give money and I'm going to say the right things, but I know he doesn't mean it. He doesn't mean it the way I mean it. I would have said, BB, take this one off. I'm going to nuke the entire Middle East for you. It's going to be, every corner of Israel is going to be oceanfront property when I'm done. And, you know, so unless you're willing to go there, Sleepy Joe, you're not as tough and not as good a friend as, for me, as Israel, as I am for Israel. So there's hope. Hope is on the way. Hope is on the way. So there's reason to be optimistic. And by the way, I see you wearing a Jets sweatshirt. You know, the first thing we're going to do is get rid of Coach Salah Akbar, if you know what I mean.
I agree. Clean house.
Bye-bye.
Get rid of everyone. Get rid of everyone.
Ronan Farrow, your coach, quarterback, he goes bye-bye. And Salah Akbar is going to get sent away too. I called it, though. You remember I called it. I called it before Aaron Rodgers even got injured. I tried to help you. I know the tech stuff people are very big on the Jets. And I said, you know, having a Muslim in charge of Jets in New York has never worked out. And it looks like it's not working out again.
Well, you're right, Mr. President. We have a lot of topics this week. First thing I want to talk to you about is the fraud. Remember that store? You ever shop in there?
It was a store?
Yeah, Hot Topic in the mall.
I was just saying the phrase Hot Topic.
Did I just pop out pop culture you, Mr. President?
No.
No.
Sure. Give me about out shopping.
Very
mall
famous store.
Maybe out shopping mall to me. Congratulations. I didn't go to shopping malls. I go to Madison Avenue. I don't go to the shopping malls. Okay, so you win. You were king of the food court at the shopping mall, Tech Stuff. Congratulations. I anoint you food court king. That's you for the Patreon live chats for the rest of the year. I want all our members to refer to you as king of the food court.
Well, I want to talk to you about the fraud trial in New York. I want to ask you first, how do you think your kids did testifying?
Oh, well, Ivanka was a 10, obviously. I thought Dan Jr. looked very weak. I thought Eric Follett, Eric is sort of not the brightest knife in the drawer. You know what I mean? He's not the sharpest bulb in the tool shed. But he tries. He's like sort of a stupid, he's like a Rudy. Remember Rudy? Short and ugly, but he tried, and the black janitor applauded him for trying hard. Eric is sort of like that. He tries, he gives effort. Whereas Dan Jr. doesn't have my talent or charisma or strength, but he sort of acts like it. So it makes him like, so he's kind of the worst of both worlds. He doesn't have the talent, but because he thinks he has the talent, he doesn't work hard and he doesn't fight as hard. So Ivanka was great. And I, not everybody knows this, but she wasn't wearing underwear, which was my suggestion because I told her, if things are going south, you can always do a nice basic instinct on the judge.
It's a great
And I
plan.
said, and
Good
if the judge
call.
can't see it, I can see it, so you can do a basic instinct for me.
Win-win.
It's called win-win, which is also the name of my Vietnamese valet. Win-win. But he spells it like Nguyen. You ever see that? You ever see how they spell it, Nguyen? I also
Yes.
think it was the N word. I was like, with a hard N? Nguyen. You say it fast, you might insult some blacks. Hey, get over here, Nguyen. I go, what'd you call me? And I said, no, it's pronounced Win. Sorry, Win. Like my friend Steve Win with the casinos. Strong guy. Very talented, Steve Win. But he doesn't spell it the Vietnamese way.
I wanted to ask you about this trial. Do you know, you said Don Jr., not so great, but he did get lots of laughs. That's what I read about. He did crush it up there. Lots of laughs he got.
Well, he has the Kermit the Frog voice, so it works. You get the Kermit the Frog laughs.
Score early this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 money line bet. That's 150 bucks if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, including spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/Boston and kick off the NFL season. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL. 21 and over and present in Massachusetts. Hope is here. First online real money wager only. $5 pregame money line wager required. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com, gamblinghelplinema.org, or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234. How do you think you did on the stand?
Nobody's going to tell you when I yelled at the judge, you can't handle the Truth Social. I think that was a great turning point in the trial. Well, it's a fake trial, and you should see they couldn't control me. They want to control you. They want to take away your freedoms, and they want to control. They know they can't control me, so I've dominated. Remember Shaq? Remember how Shaq used to, he was the biggest guy, and he just dominate.
Yes.
That's sort of what I'm doing to the court. They can't, I'm just give me the ball and I'll slam dunk it on the bailiff. But they can't really handle me, and I'm winning We're really trying to win because this is civil, even though they're not acting very civil. This is a civil trial. We call it Civil Shepherd. And they are being very nasty to me, but all they can do is, penalties. They can't throw me in jail. So I'm using this along with my attorney, Habba Habba. Oh boy, oh boy. Have you seen Alina Habba? Let me tell you something. I'm putting it out right there. Now, you know how I feel about Boebert and how I feel about Carrie Lake, but I wouldn't mind, even just out of respect, because I'm not paying her. So maybe as payment, she could also be a nominee for fourth Mrs. Trump, Eppies.
Mr. President, I just got an idea. I want to know what you think of it for the holidays. I don't know if you can
I don't
get
like it.
a Can I please pitch the idea?
I don't like it, but you can pitch it.
A calendar of all Trump's women, 12 of your favorite women of 2023.
Well, you make me sound like a monk. I only have 12 women. One of the calendars would have to be a grave on the golf course. That would be Ivana's. She could be Miss January, and it'd just be a tombstone on a golf course. Ivanka would be, obviously February for Valentine's Day. June for my birthday. So you'd have, and you can have Melatonin out of respect, and Bobert, and Carrie Lake, and Habba,
Hubba hubba.
Habba, and, I don't know. We could have some. There's others. I don't want to. I don't like to brag. I'm very humble. I got a strong Christian. Martha Maples, obviously. You got to respect the former wives. But yeah, we could see. We could see about that.
Why would you continually to attack the judge the whole entire time you're on the stand? Doesn't she rule in your favor or not in your favor? There's no jury, right? So it's ruled by the judge,
Oh,
and
it's
you
a
continue
he. It's
to,
a he. This judge is a he.
well, you attacked him the whole entire time. Is that smart?
You seem like a guy who plays checkers with a hard R. I play Go Fish. The point is, I'm using this trial. Listen, can we go off the podcast record? Habba Habba told me not to do this on the record.
We are off.
I mean, let me tell you something. Habba Habba. If Lauren Boebert had a law degree, obviously it'd be no contest. It'd be Hope Boebert for a three-peat. But Habba Habba is like, it's almost like I got a porn lawyer out of the movie and she's playing a real lawyer in my life. It's very, very, very strong, very exciting. But this is a civil trial. So what we're doing is very simple. We're using this to rally the base, because as you see, the poll numbers for me have been unbelievable. People say to me, sir, we've never seen poll numbers like this. So as this trial goes on and I fight, it's helping treat this like a campaign expense. I go in there, fight, do press conferences. Even if I lose, even if they take a lot of money from me, it's going to put me in a better position to become president.
But you won't be able to do business in New York.
Well, guess what you can do as president? Anything you fucking want. Now let's go back on the record. I won't use any of
Okay.
that unchristian language back on the record.
We're back on the record.
Well, the reason you asked, no, I'll answer your question. You said, why
Yes,
do I
okay.
fight with the judge? Well, it's called free speech. It's called fighting for my rights. And we're doing it as respectfully as we can because we respect the process. Tiffany, of course, doesn't respect the process. But it's a very important, no, she's not a fan, yeah. Every time I talk about Habba Habba, Tiffany gets jealous. It's just barking like a dog. But we respect the process, but we have to fight. We have to fight for our rights to party, to be honest. They want to take away our right to party, which, as you know, is the 69th Amendment. You have a right to party, and if they take it away, you have to fight for your right to party.